This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. In a statement, NIA informed that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from the District Sessions Judge of Patiala House Court in the national capital. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathir and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Wage of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Saeed of Uttar Pradesh. The agency further informed that the total number of arrests in the case has risen to six. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. According to official sources, the prosecution complaint has been filed before a Special Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA court. This is the second money laundering charge sheet against Mr. Vadra. In July this year, he was charge sheeted by the ED in a money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in a land deal in Haryana's Shikopur. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar today for the 10th time. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered him the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar on the occasion. The Prime Minister will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa tomorrow to attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, said, on the sidelines of the G20 summit, the Prime Minister will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders' meeting. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has asserted that India will be on par with other semiconductor chip-making nations by 2032. Speaking at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Singapore, Mr. Vaishnav stressed that social media platforms must take responsibility for what they publish to strengthen trust levels in society.
Trust between institutions and the citizens. That trust is getting absolutely broken because of deep fakes, because of synthetic material which is flowing around, because of rumors which get amplified at the speed of light. So all those things are really, really worrying everybody. Social media platforms must start taking responsibility of what they are publishing so that the society at large doesn't get harmed by what they publish.
The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is about to kickstart in a short while from now with a spectacular parade in Goa. This is the first time that the festival is opening with a parade, replacing the traditional indoor opening ceremony. The dignitaries have taken their seats while the artists participating in the opening parade can be seen in their colourful attire, lending a vibrant hue to the mega event. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, Secretary in the Ministry, Sanjay Jaju, and Chief Minister, Dr. Pramod Sawant, are present on the occasion. Actor Balakrishna will be felicitated for his contribution to Indian cinema, Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor, and renowned actor Anupam Kher is also present on the occasion. Earlier in the day, Dr. Murugan inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar in Panaji. Indian rifle shooter Mahit Sandhu won the silver in the 50-meter prone event in the ongoing 25th Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo today. With the win, India's medal tally has risen to 12. In badminton, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen advanced to the quarterfinal of the Australian Open to set up an all-India clash. On the other hand, H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth made early exits from the tournament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.